Sean Perry looks to be okay. So we are now look as if we will be starting Sean Perry on Friday night.
Lazarus didn't make that good a recovery.
No. Well, it was always a bizarre one. Anybody that watched the game, when they saw Sean get his injury, everyone thought, well, that's it, his knee's gone. Then he went on and played a whole 40 minutes on top of that. So you're thinking, well, it didn't look good, but how can someone play for 40 minutes if the knee is that bad? Now, we all suspected the worst, but literally within 2 days, he appeared to be running normally again. So when he was first looked at after the game, it looked bad. He then ran on it, and it appears now that it's not as bad as we first thought. And in fact, he's been 100%. We haven't played him in the LV Cup games. We've just given him 2 weeks just to been twisting, turning, jumping off boxes and doing everything we could do just to absolutely double, triple check that knee's okay. He's had no reaction from it whatsoever. We've trained full on in a contact session, 15 versus 15 today. Not a problem. So we're all amazed, but he's obviously given the ligaments a right old stretch in the knee, but he appears to be absolutely perfectly fine. So, you know, we would never risk anybody if we thought there was a chance of causing serious problem. But, you know, he said, look, what's wrong, Illy? You know, I'm all right, put me in there. So there's no reason not to pick him. So we'll almost certainly pick him. We'll announce the team tomorrow and to the players. But with all likelihood, we'll be starting him on Friday night.
And clearly that's great news for him. And presumably he had a scan of some kind. Is it a case of don't believe everything you see on a scan?
Well, he had a scan which showed, it normally show hot spots there where he's given the ligaments a good old wrench. But the surgeon said it's not worth operating on at the time. And, you know, the surgeon was right, absolutely right. He said, I think he's OK, let him get on and do it. So, you know, so the radiologist will look at the scan. You know, you'll see a problem there if it's a bit red, the way they tell these scans, I'm not quite sure, but they can see there's obviously a bit of trauma happens at some part of the knee. But the surgeon looked at it, said he wouldn't operate on it. And Sean was very happy with that. We kept it quiet, obviously, because we didn't, you know, seeing is believing. So we said, right, they've said no operation required, but we're going to put you through 2 weeks of hell to see, make sure that knee's perfectly stable. He's had 2 weeks of grueling fitness, come through 100%, and he's trained with us for the first time this week. And again, he looks perfectly fine, so there's absolutely no reason for him not to play. He's obviously delighted about that.
Just about Ollie Frost's contribution in the interim, if you like.
Yeah, well, I think for Ollie, what a fantastic period it's been for Ollie Frost. He's jumped into the first team much sooner than he would have anticipated. I think he's done a brilliant job, seriously. I'm going to have a long chat with him later on today, actually, but he's done a great job for the team. I think he's got the breakdown, got the ball away quickly. He's enabled our continuity and has played with a lot of confidence, really. It's a massive, massive step for him to suddenly come in. But having said that, he was on the bench against Saracens and Johnny R got injured at half time. He came on and played the second half away at Saracens and looked good then, so you did have the feeling that Ollie could have stepped in and did well and performed well. So for him it's been a massive development curve for him and come through really well. So we'll put him on the bench and I would have no problems at all if he had to come on and play.